shot. He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
You're smoking crack!
Alrighty, it's been a while. We're back.
It's Cody Jansen. What's going on?
What are we at now? Semifinal Friday? Yeah, we got some World Juniors to talk about. It's Cody Jansen with you. Follow us on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. We're hanging out today. We'll have to have a coffee. Let's get a Q&A going here. We're on the Hockey Pod Net. We are on 12 Ounce Sports as well, talking all things puck. Condrey's in Calgary? I mean, did we kind of expect it? Or were we a little delusional based on the fact that so many rumblings were coming out about the Islanders, about other teams that could potentially have interest in them? Well, I thought Elliot Friedman had some interesting comments on that. We'll get to some of Naz's comments as well. He sat down with Natasha Stanishevsky with the Flames. So we'll get to some of those comments a little bit later on. Of course, get the chat buzzing wherever you're watching from the Hockey Podcast Network, 12 Ounce Sports. I know it's a Friday morning. I know it's summer. I know the World Juniors have been an absolute letdown attendance-wise, but we're here to talk about all of that because that's what we do on World Hockey Report. I know that there's been a lot of shit going on in the hockey world. I know that's not fun. That's not easy stuff to talk about as well, but that's what we dive into. That's what Tyler does. That's what Pete does. That's what we do best, and that's why we've got the best damn team at World Hockey Report, because they're not afraid to have those conversations. So shout out to my guys, T. Cool, Philly, Pete, for hooking it up here while I've been a little busy. To say the least here. But let's get into all things. If you got a prediction for the semifinals of the World Juniors, get at me right now. Let me know your thoughts. Who's going to win semifinals today? You've got Canada, Czechia, you got Sweden, Finland. I feel like Sweden and Finland are almost meeting each other every single year. It feels like that one is becoming very common. And I mean, maybe if you got a thought on, you know, USA losing in the quarterfinals as well. You can hop that out there. Q&A as well. Everything on Twitter. I know we got some questions hopping around already. We will get to those in a little bit. I got to give my take on the Kadri situation here, though, first. He gets a 7x7. I did screenshot the breakdown of the contract as well, so I can give you a little bit more details from Puckpedia. Years 1 through 4, it's a $4.5 million base salary, $2.5 million in signing bonus. Year 5, $6 million base, $1 million signing bonus. Year 6 and 7, $7 million base salary. No move clause for the first 4 years. And a 13-team no trade list. Years 5 through 7, rep by Darren Ferris of Cortex Hockey. It's a good deal for Condrey. I also don't think it's a crazy overpay. Like, some people are making this out to be like, oh my goodness, the Flames are going to be capped. Yes, he's 31 turning 32. Yes, he's going to be 39 or whatever when this deal ends, 38. You don't sign someone to a long-term deal for the last 2 years of the contract. Why? Because if that was the case, everyone would do it. You sign them because you think, hey, we've got our window to win right now, and that's what we're going to do. Danelle's in the chat. Good morning, my man. You are up early. Hey, we're having our coffee here. I even broke out the Flames mug for Flames fans because they think we hate them. Well, I do hate a lot of Flames fans, but I also love the Flames too. Flames the best. So what's going on, Danelle? Hope you're having a great morning. If you got questions, get it in the chat. Get it buzzing right now because we're talking all things hockey. I guess the thing that shocked me with Kadri is that he waited this long just to get a 7x7 in Calgary. I know they had to move Monahan out. I know they had to make the money work. But I find it a little shocking. I guess no one offered him more than $7 million a year. Does that not sound a little crazy? Like, I really thought a team might have swooped in at 7.5-8 million and said, this is exactly what we need. I don't care if it's an overpayment. We want Nazem Kadri. 7x7, that's a pretty damn good deal for Brant Treliving, a guy who has definitely forgotten to pull the trigger on many opportunities. Like, you think of how they're in the mix for Jack Eichel. You think of how they're in the mix for Mark Stone. They haven't pulled the trigger on too many. Now you bring in Huberto, you bring in Uyghur, you bring in Kadri. You've got a different looking team. Like, are they better? And again, if you're watching on Twitter, Old Hockey RPT, if you're watching on YouTube at Hockey Podnet or 12 Ounce Sports, let us know right now. Are the Flames better today than they were at the end of the playoffs? I think they are. It's taken a bit of convincing. You lose two 100-point players. Hasn't happened in the cap era before. Matthew Tkachuk kind of kicks him in the teeth and says, hey, I'm not re-signing here, but at least you can trade me. Johnny Gaudreau just walks. Kind of scummy thing to do, if you ask me. Again, hey, happy for him. But again, at least Tkachuk had the audacity to say, hey, I'm not re-signing. You can trade me and at least get something for me. So I do respect that in a sense. I think the Flames are a little better right now. Let's see what they can lock Uyghur up for. I think it was Adam who put out on Twitter that Uyghur's contract is going to be around 6x6.5. So I think I've heard that from multiple people now as well. Would assume it probably doesn't get done till closer on in the season. Danielle. Shocked that Kadri signed with the Flames for 7 years and he's 31 years old. There was rumors that the Isles were going to give him 7 years. Glad they didn't. I think the Isles had cap issues, I guess. Danielle, I got a really interesting point. Here, let's actually fire up. Let's get producer Eric here to fire up this clip. Elliot Friedman was talking about Lou and the Isles situation right now because they are a little strapped for cash, as you said.
Well, I think they have business done. I think Romanov has signed. I think Dobson has signed. I'm very curious to see about the numbers there. I think Romanov, my guess is Romanov's coming in around the $3 million range. Dobson, this is an interesting one because I have a wager with someone that I think Dobson's number is a big number. And someone said to me they don't believe it, that they would necessarily do that yet. But I'm very curious to see what Dobson's number is going to be. So I think one of the reasons the Islanders couldn't get this done, one of them, is I think it, like, Calgary was able to make a move to free cap space. I think the Islanders were in a situation where they struggled a bit more to do that. I think, Bill, right now, I can't give you a great answer on what New York's next move here is, but I do think they had trouble creating the room to sign Calgary.
So there it is from one of the biggest insiders in the game, Elliot Friedman. Fully believe it. You've got three guys there who are probably going to take up $8 million plus in cap space, if not more. So, Danielle, I guess I am on somewhat on your terms of shock that it was the Flames. I really thought that them waiting this long was a little, you know, a little bit of a sign that maybe there wasn't the serious interest that Kadri thought he was going to get. But as I said before, the 7-year deal shows me that, you know, the Flames think they're still in win now mode in the next, you know, 2 to 4 years. It's not about signing them and worrying about what you're paying him when he's 37, 38, because you really don't give a damn at that age if he's won a cup. So I think that the age factor is there. Yes, everyone's going to bring it up. But if the Flames upset the Oilers in the playoffs next year, no one's talking about how Kadri signed till the age of 38 or whatever. Adam, what's going on? Our resident Yotes fan, Adam Bonilla. Wow, so early. What's going on, Adam? Haven't talked to you in a while. It feels like a while for everyone here. But again, T-Cool's been holding it down. Philly Pete's been holding it down. I'm down to talk Yotes. I'm down to talk Isles. Danelle's in the chat, too. We got questions on Twitter. Alex, I'll get to that in a little bit as well. I had another thought on the Kadri, you know, signing. But let's get to his clip as well. He spoke with the media yesterday for the first time after becoming a Calgary Flame.
I couldn't be more excited, really. I love the city of Calgary. I've been, you know, visiting there for years, you know, obviously, like, the, you know, direction of the team and The moves, we've made thus far. And I think it's been a great rebound, and always appreciated the Calgary Flames fan base. So, all those played a key contributor into me making my decision.
And the thing about Condrey signing there, everyone wants to bring up, oh, well, when he was in Toronto, he turned down a trade there. Well, that was him more so saying he wanted to be on the Leafs, not so much being like, I don't want to be in Calgary. So I think that everyone's blowing that out of proportion. And again, it is Leafs fans, right? Like, tell me if I'm wrong. Leafs fans are going to blow everything out of proportion. Look at every single prospect they've ever had. Like, it's no shocker to me that everyone, oh, well, he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be there. Well, it's signing a 7-year ticket. I get it. He's getting absolutely paid his wallet. It's going to be fat and happy. Still, he could have got similar money in other places. I guarantee you that. Danelle, I have not seen. Have you seen the leaks on the Retroverse jerseys 2.0? Watch the YouTube channel Ice Aesthetics for great hockey content if you know leaks on like 7 teams. I haven't seen these, Danelle. So tag us on Twitter. Here's what I'll do right now. You tag us on Twitter on those. I'll keep an eye on it, or Eric will keep an eye on it. Someone's going to keep an eye on it. I'll take a look at those once we can see them. I don't think there's any way to be able to really throw those in the chat comments here or anything like that. But like, hey, let us know. I'll give you a grading. I'm down for a grading. I've always been style over performance. So I love to see a good retro reverse jersey. Like, I think Vancouver's came out. I think those were pretty good. Speaking of good brandings, though, and again, to rock it right back to the Junior A hockey circuit, Alberta, the Calgary Canucks, they rebranded and theirs looks awesome. Or is it Calgary Mustangs? I don't know. One of them folded. Now I'm just throwing names out there. One of the Calgary-based AJHL teams rebranded and it looks hot. Love that. Love that. Also, shout out to the SJ prioritizing content. That's good. Seeing them bring on guys in full-time roles to get the content up there for the SJHL. Adam, with Price not being able to go this year, what does that mean for their rebuild? Adam, what do you think they have in Caden Primeau? Yeah, I mean, we've got smart hockey people who listen to this show, who watch this show. What do you think about their goaltending system? You know, they've given Lindgren a try. They've kind of given Primeau a try. Like, do you think they have the goalie of the future in their system right now? Got Jake Allen. That's, that's a stopgap. It's a pretty damn good 1B. I think they'll be all right. But I think if you're the Habs still, you have to find that guy. I don't know who it is. I was high on Caden Primeau, and now I'm not so high on him. I don't know why. Maybe I haven't seen enough of Laval. Maybe that there's just a little bit of his game that doesn't, translate to the NHL style. It sucks, though, that Price can't go. Let's just start it there. Is like Carey Price not being able to play. That was one of my favorite goaltenders growing up. So, I mean, that's a tough one just to kind of see that Carey Price could be done and his career is likely over. Honestly, when I look back, I think that is one of my favorite goaltenders of all time. I think that's not a word of a lie. I think that everything Carey Price has done for the game, just how he was in big games, how he played with Canada at the Olympics, how he played in the World Juniors with Canada. You know, I've got so much respect for that guy and everything he's been through, the grind. I there was a story that TSN did on just his childhood growing up in Anaheim Lake and all the sacrifices his parents had to make. You could do a documentary on the guy. He's got an incredible, incredible life going on. Danelle says the leaks for the teams were the Canucks, the Oilers, Blackhawks, Sharks, Islanders, Devils. You threw Sharks in there twice, Danelle. It's too early in the morning. I get it. So actually, I'm seeing a couple of these on Twitter right now. We've got people tagging us, so keep doing it. I'm slowly seeing these. Kind of like them. I don't know. The Oilers, yeah, it's cool. That's I'm seeing one on the Flames too. The Flames is kind of interesting. I don't know, like Sens. I don't think those are actually official though. That's wild though. If the Sens would go to like a full red base with a gold old Sens logo on the front, I think that would be pretty cool. Kind of tough to tell. I guess Aesthetics is pretty legit though. On YouTube as well. A great follow. Danelle, we got you. We know you didn't mean to put the Sharks twice. You're just a big Sharks guy. That's fair. The Jets said, oh wait, did the Jets mean their announcement already on their retroverse or what? I don't know. They're changing it up there. Some of these jerseys are so hard to follow. Again, I love the whole style game, but even before the jerseys, I'm going after goalie gear way before that. Danelle, what's your favorite? Rank your top three jersey leaks so far then out of the retro reverse. We know Adam's going to say the Yotes 100%. There's no doubt in my mind. Adam's talking Yotes number one, Yotes number one. But while you do that, I want to talk about, because Sean Monahan did get shipped out to Montreal. Adam, I know you mentioned the rebuild. Well, adding a good guy like Sean Monahan obviously helps the locker room. Plus, here was his quote too. Via David Pignota, one of the best as well. Monty said, I put in a lot of work this summer. Right now, I'm back on the ice four times a week. Been a long time coming for me to feel healthy. I'm excited to play hockey again on a high level, and I'm excited to join the Canadiens. So is he actually fully healthy? Or is he healthy enough to play? Big difference right there. There's a huge difference right there in being healthy enough to play and being healthy enough to be effective. Like the Flames top three, they don't have room for Backlund right now. So it makes sense. They probably flip. I think that was it. The first round pick they got from the Panthers or whatever they got. They flipped that to the Habs with them and said, hey, first round draft picks. It's just what it is, right? I don't think first round picks are as valuable as people make it. Like the Oilers, they've kept every first round pick since 2012. Well, whoop-de-doo. They've been to the Western Conference final once and they got swept by the Avs. Trade your damn picks, build a good hockey club. I don't think it's that crazy. You want to be competitive? Start selling. Start selling. Look at what Tampa did. Look at what Colorado did. They went all in. They won. Adam, the running dog. Hell yeah, my Yotes. I know. Adam, have you been to the rink yet? I don't know if they're allowing people to walk through there. I know we chirp about it being a junior rink or whatever. I think it's funny, all that stuff. But like realistically, it's got to be pretty sweet. Like there's got to be some pretty badass suites in there, especially for college hockey. Like I think ASU is going to be a wagon because of this rink. Like, the Yotes being there are going to up the hockey fanaticism. I don't even think that's a word. It's way too early to be using big ass words like that. But like the Coyotes playing out of ASU's rink is going to help build the buzz for hockey, which is going to ultimately help ASU, in which in the next 10 years, they're going to have a national championship. Maybe two. Is that crazy to think about? Like these two teams, yeah, it might hurt the Yotes in a sense. But once they get their big rink, I think hockey's going to be back and buzzing in Arizona. And I think that it's going to mean that the Sun Devils are going to be good. And I think that the Coyotes are also going to thrive off the whole buzz of hockey in the state of Arizona. Tell me if I'm wrong. If I am, you can let me know at hockeypod.net, at World Hockey RPT on Twitter, Facebook, 12 Ounce Sports as well. Danelle says, I know for my hometown teams, Islanders is going to do the Fishermen, but no, Teal Devils is going to do a Kansas City Scout look. Maybe the Devils logo in blue. Have no idea what the Rangers is going to do. How do we feel about the Devils using the Kansas City Scouts? I hate it. I mean, I'm sorry to cut anyone off. He was probably answering my question there. It's like Carolina using Hartford. You're not the Hartford Whalers. You're the Carolina Hurricanes. You're retro reverse. Like, I don't even know. Like, what if the Jets dropped Atlanta Thrasher jerseys? Everyone would be like, what the hell? They're not the Atlanta Thrashers. They don't play in Atlanta. Why'd they go back to that? Hartford Whalers? Oh, a defunct team? Kansas City Scouts? more weird choices by the Devils. The Isles, I love that fisherman logo. Like, I think of the heydays, like Garth Snow between the pipes. Isles going on a couple of playoff runs as well. They had some greasy characters, which I love to watch. I think the fisherman's absolutely perfect for them. The Devils and the Scouts, man, whatever. Aren't the Rangers going back to the Statue of Liberty or something? I saw something like that. That they're going back to the Statue of Liberty. Maybe it was just a mock-up on Twitter. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know if it was official or not yet. Adam, not open to the public yet, but for college that rink is so nice, they're planning to host a Frozen Four down the road. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's where I think, give it a couple of years, let the fan base get up, let the hockey buzz build. They could host Frozen Fours. They could host college hockey. Isn't there that, what does Vegas do? Does Vegas still do that college hockey invitational? Again, my college hockey knowledge, 5 out of 10? Not 10 out of 10. I think Vegas does one as well. You know, they could probably host some invitationals for sure. And I think having the rink, having the facilities plays a big part in that. Okay, we'll talk jerseys. We'll talk, you know, semifinals, whatever you want. But we do have to dive into some international hockey as well. Shout out DraftKings. Shout out Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Everyone making the show possible. We'll dive into a little bit more of that when we come back. But first, we do have to head off to a commercial break. You're watching World Hockey Report. We are coming to you live on a Friday morning. From beautiful Alberta, it's the Pro Rock Hockey Studios. Cody Jansen with you. College football is back, and it's time to enjoy the tradition, the fun, and the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. To celebrate the best time of the year, right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. If that's not enough action, you can also place the same game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. Just combine multiple bets into one, like which team will get the win, which team will score first, and more. I love that. Whoever scores first and who wins, that's my go-to every time. College football Saturday, the absolute best. DraftKings is a safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use THPN when signing up on DraftKings Sportsbook today. Day. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
It's going on? It's Cody Jansen here, World Hockey Report Live. We are coming to you from the Pro Rock Broadcast Studios. And let me tell you about Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. They're the best. Simply put, they're better than the top-of-the-line big-name brands at a fraction of the cost. Lighter, more balanced, fully customizable. Check out for yourself today at ProRock.com. Actually, got to meet up with Elena, Corey, Rock, everyone when I was out in Winnipeg. Awesome family, awesome people. You got to support Pro Rock Hockey Sticks because they're actually, I mean, they're an unbelievable stick for what? Like that's the main selling point here is like they're putting out a great product at an unbelievable price point, but they're also good people and you're supporting a Canadian company when you do so. Also, travel is back, so why not book a trip to your dream sports event with Sports Travel Tours? They've got NHL trips as well as Spangler Cup, NFL, F1, and Premier League packages and much more at sportstraveltours.com. It was funny because we were talking about like, oh, where would you want to go on a sports trip and whatnot? And Pete was saying, he's like, oh man, Sports Travel Tours. That's so funny. You know, my cousin went on a trip to, they had NFL games over in Europe. And he's like, yeah, he's like, had a cousin go over there. Use Sports Travel Tours. They were awesome. You'd highly recommend it. And it's just funny how it's such a small world. And again, you know, great sponsors, great people that help put on this show. But just companies like that, it's all word of mouth reputation. So again, if you're using these companies, if you're supporting them, just give them a good review. 5 stars on Google goes a long way. Shout out to everyone who's putting in good work, and the people at Sports Travel Tours definitely are. Alrighty, World Junior semifinal preview today. First off, you got Sweden taking on Finland. Then you've got Canada versus Czechia. Canada, you know, like, again, you look back at that preliminary round game. They won 5-1. It was Saturday night, I believe it was. Czechs coming off a big win, though. They're coming off that game against the Americans. Canada fell behind early. Martin Rhys-Savy, 5-minute power play, scored on that one. Mason McTavish tied the game. Kent Johnson had that lacrosse-style goal against the Czechs. Does he do it again? Could you imagine if he does it twice in one tournament to the Czechs? That would be hilarious. I would love to see it again. Kent Johnson, just an electric player. Ridley Gregg scored on the power play. McTavish added another. And Tyson Forrester capped off the other one. Thomas Suchanek had faced 57 shots. Chance to go with Ben Nash? I don't know. I mean, like, do the Czechs realistically have a chance here? I know it's juniors. I know anything can happen. I don't even think Canada played great against Switzerland in their 6-3 win. But I have a hard time believing that Canada shouldn't win this game by 3, by 4. And I'm not trying to be an ass here or anything. I just don't think the Czechs have the firepower to line up. And if Canada can actually play to their abilities, like Connor Bedard got held off the score sheet and they beat him 5-1. Not the score sheet, just didn't score a goal. I mean, I get it. Mason McTavish is having an awesome tournament as well. All this and all that. But realistically, if you are Canada, this is a game you probably should be, you know, cruising to gold here. The Czechs are going to lock it down. America put the pressure on them late. They just couldn't capitalize. Alex says, Mason McTavish has been a stud. I'd make him a Calder favorite this season if he sticks with Anaheim all season. I think that's fair. I don't see him going down to the minors. Like, I don't see him playing on the Gulls. I think Mason McTavish definitely will stick in the NHL this season. And Calder favorite, I don't know. I guess we'll see how much ice time Slavkovsky gets in Montreal. Like, I feel like that's a guy who's going to get every single opportunity possible. See what Nemec can do out east. McTavish, he's got the skill. It's an interesting debate. I could see Calder potentially coming into play for him. Like, does Askarov get the call up for Nashville? Maybe he does. And then Sweden, Finland, I don't know. Dan and Adam arguing on Twitter. I gotta love seeing these comments here. Everyone's the best on Twitter. Actually, Donnell went back to it. Sorry, I forgot about the jerseys here. The new Jets will never do a Thrashers jersey or logo, but if their fans act like they were never the Thrashers at all, they got their hockey team back, but it's not your regular hockey team. Your team's in AZ. Danelle, you tell them what's up. That's what's up. The Coyotes that are actually the Jets. Winnipeg Thrashers. That's funny. I love that. But again, you get what I'm saying, Danelle? You get what I'm saying, Adam? Like, anyone who's watching this show, again, chime in if I'm completely off here. But Carolina using Hartford jerseys is stupid. New Jersey using Kansas City Scouts jerseys is stupid. Doesn't make any sense to me why you would try go back to that. Okay, World Junior semifinals. You got a prediction. Let us know at World Hockey RPT, of course. The attendance has been down. It's been a boring tournament. Let's be real. It hasn't been that exciting. It's the middle of summer. It's plus 31 outside today. Not a damn cloud in the sky. Why in Edmonton would people want to sit in a rink and watch a World Junior tournament that doesn't feature the best players in the world? If you can give me a good reason, it's the third time they've tried to come back to Edmonton. It's not going to work here anymore. You've worn your welcome. Three times the tournament's been canceled before. I just don't get it. Why do you keep trying to fit a square in a circle? You get three nice months of summer in Edmonton. You don't want to be sitting in a rink. You don't. Especially when you spent all your money on Oilers playoff runs. You know, those tickets were expensive enough. I ain't spending $150 to go watch USA take on Czechia with 100 people at 9 o'clock at night. Sorry, I'm not doing it. Hey, maybe there's bigger hockey fans than me, and I'm sure as hell there are. But it ain't me that's going to be doing that and forking over the bill. I don't, you know, they want to blame it on, oh, it's the Hockey Canada scandal. Oh, there's been so much flack towards IIHF, all of this stuff. Yes, that plays a part. That ain't a big part here. Big part, plus 30, I want to go golfing. I don't want to watch Finland versus Sweden in a perfect afternoon where I should be teeing off and crushing Caesars on a golf course. That's what I want to do. Love World Juniors. Love hockey. It's still summertime. Danelle, Avalanche in a Nordiques jersey for the Retroverse. Did you not like that? Or did you like that or not? No. One, it's Quebec. Everyone knows my thoughts on Quebec, Montreal, all that stuff. Two, you're not the Quebec Nordiques. You stole the Quebec Nordiques. You should be pissing off their fans, if anything, by wearing those jerseys. No one should like that. Did they look cool in Tahoe? Sure. Style-wise, I give them points. I think creativity, it's stupid because you're not the Nordiques. You're not the Quebec Nordiques. You're the Colorado Avalanche. I don't know. Maybe I'm yelling at a cloud here. I just think that it's like, oh, like it's not the same as the Atlanta Flames in Calgary, right? Where it's like they really stole a similar logo. But the Flames would never come out there with a firing A on their chest and be like, oh, this is a throwback to our Atlanta days. So why should we just be like, oh, sure, the Kansas City Scouts? Yeah, that's cool. No, it's a knockoff. It's a scam. They're obviously trying to get into your wallet, and I just don't get it. Adam, I don't get it. We're Arizona Phoenix, not Winnipeg. Stay away from Jets colors. That's what I'm talking about. You're your own team right now. And I think it's a scam. I think it's just, oh, well, we're trying to get more jerseys sold. I get it. You're trying to run a business. You got to do what you want. That's fine. End of the day, I don't like it. I mean, hey, you can like it. You don't have to like my opinion at all. That's just my two cents when it comes to these teams trying to go retro and whatnot. I don't know. Okay, also, other international note, how to throw this one in here. Canada's U18 team secured its series win against the Americans with 4-0 win in game number two, while Canada's national women's development team dropped a second game of its series 4-1 to the Americans. I'm excited for the Women's World Championship. Not that I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch the final game, and I'm going to be happy about it. Canada, USA. Women's hockey, the final. That is what I look forward to in summer. I can look forward to that. I can set aside an evening and be like, okay, when those two teams are playing, I am going to make time for that. Danelle said, I guess you don't like teams doing old jerseys of a team that they used to be. Yeah, I think that's a simple way to put it, Danelle. Like, if you can, you know, put it better than me, you should be hosting this damn show. No, I think that there's a certain aspect that you can, you know, work back in of history, of culture, of whatnot. But there's also a fact of, like, now you're just poking fun at fans. You know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, we stole your NHL team, so now we're going to make a quick buck off of it. I don't know. Carolina's not Hartford. New Jersey's not Kansas City. And I will never change my mind on that. Okay, I had one more thought. And again, you give me a quick yes, no. We're on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. I'm there at Janner on PXP. Patrick Kane to the Oilers. Does that make sense? They're going to have to add something. I don't think they're done. They knew Calgary was going to be competitive. They knew Brad Treliving wasn't ready to enter a full-on rebuild. So now can the Oilers add one more? And I think Patty Kane's that piece they're looking at, because I don't think Sam Gagne moves the needle. I think he's an option. I don't think Gagne moves the needle here. So if Patty Kane comes into play, could you package together a first, Puljujärvi, maybe a couple of prospects? I think you've got a couple down in the farm as well you could package together to Chicago. That might get it done. I think if Patty Kane gets moved anywhere, right now I've got Edmonton number one, the New York Rangers number two. Clip it. We'll save it for later. That's where I think Patty Kane ends up, because we've gotten a bunch of questions about that on World Hockey Report. Danelle, you got the last comment of the day for our friends at SeatGeek. Everyone's buying tickets online, so if you want to save some money at the next game or concert, you go to sign up for SeatGeek. Use promo code WHR. Check it out. It's that simple on SeatGeek. When you use promo code WHR on your first purchase, you'll save $20. Danelle, I even like when the Coyotes was called the Phoenix Coyotes, not really the Arizona Coyotes. They sounded better as the Phoenix Coyotes before they did the name change. I agree. I think they wanted to incorporate all of Arizona because the home rink situation, you're in Glendale, you're not really in Phoenix, Arizona Coyotes. It's kind of like if Toronto or Ottawa, where's the rink in right now? The Ottawa Senators. The rink isn't actually in Ottawa. Why am I drawing a blank right now? That just shows it's too damn early in the morning. You know, I think you just encompass the whole area, the whole region. I still call them the Phoenix Coyotes, mostly by accident, mostly because, you know, I grew up watching the Phoenix Coyotes, not the Arizona Coyotes. I understand why they did it. I get it. We hope to see Arizona hockey, like, succeed. I still think it will. Adam, I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you on this one. Okay, that's going to do it, though. Semi-final Friday at the World Juniors. Sweden, Finland. My prediction? Sweden wins. No. Finland wins. Backpedal. Back that one up. Sweden wins. Oh, boy, this is getting old. Finland wins 4-2. Canada wins 6-2 over Czechia. Should be a good final. Canada, Finland again. They met in the round robin. Think it might be a little bit closer than that. Summer hockey, if you watch it, good. If not, enjoy the golf course. Enjoy what you're doing. Stay safe this weekend. As always, everyone, be kind, be better. College football is back, and it's time to enjoy the tradition, the fun, and the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. To celebrate the best time of the year, right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. If that's not enough action, you can also place the same game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. Just combine multiple bets into one, like which team will get the win, which team will score first, and more. I love that.
Whoever scores first and who wins, that's my go-to every time. College Football Saturday, the absolute best. DraftKings is a safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use THPN when signing up on DraftKings Sportsbook today. Travel the world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the U.S. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.